unless you pray for the souls in purgatory in your family bloodline, you will never convert the people in your family. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, one of the things that is universal, a universal experience in every single devout Catholic person's life, are people in your family that do not believe. That's the million-dollar question. How do I convert my family? Many of you have experienced conversions, reversions back to the faith, and then you're wondering, what do I do next for your spouse, your father, your mother, your children, your brother, your siblings, all those around you? And today I want to present to you the answer, the reason why you're really not able to bring them into the faith, because many of you have literally done everything. You've fasted, you've prayed, you've spoken to them, you've done all types of things. God's graces flow to us from our families, just like we get our genetics and our inheritance and all these things. We gain all these benefits from our family line. So do we also gain spiritual graces from our family line. And when you look at the lives of different saints, Saint Therese is a perfect example. What was unique about her? Her family. Her whole family was holy, and so all the graces easily flowed into her for her to quickly become a saint. So I want to share with you a story about the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet in bringing a person's ancestors out of purgatory into heaven so that God's graces could flow into your family line. This is something shared to me by a viewer. I started to witness the power of praying the Divine Mercy when for souls, because when I would pray the power for the souls in our home, I noticed that they would spend less time at our home and other holy souls would come more frequently. So after learning this, I started to pray the prayer for me and my family and the holy souls in my family more frequently. I was praying the Divine Mercy specifically for healing of my mother and her side of the family, because most of the holy souls who visited our home was from my mother's family bloodline. A month after I started praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, I called to my mother's house to visit. At this stage, most of the holy souls from my mother's side of the family had left our home. I sat down and placed all the belongings that were in my pockets on the table, as I often did. I placed a prayer card down with the Divine Mercy image on it. My mother noticed the prayer card sitting on the table, and she said to me, "I have that same prayer card, and I have been praying it every day." After my mother said to me she had started to pray the Divine Mercy, I was in complete shock and bewilderment. My mother never was someone who had any interest in praying, and I thought never would be someone who would ever have any interest in prayer. I was in that much shock that I nearly fell off my chair. So I proceeded to ask her, where did she get the prayer from? And she said, "Son, I was walking along the street and I gave money to a homeless man, and the man handed me a prayer of the Divine Mercy along with Divine Mercy rosary beads." Then she continued to say that the reason she started to pray the prayer was because she was in bed sleeping one night, fast asleep, and she was awoken out of a deep sleep by something shining in her eyes. As she looked up, she said she had seen two beaming rays of bright lights that came towards her from the corner of her bedroom. The rays of light were red and blue, which were coming from her dresser located at the other side of the room. As she got up, she was startled with complete surprise and amazement, because what she saw was a beaming red and blue ray shining out of the rosy beads, sitting beside the Divine Mercy prayer. After this miracle, my mother was converted instantly after 65 years without any faith. Afterwards, I was in adoration, and Jesus showed me a vision as I was praying. He showed me an image of him disguised as a beggar who gave my mother the rosary beads and the Divine Mercy chaplet. He then proceeded to show me all the holy souls of my mother's family that had been in our home and gone to heaven. I then saw an image of a waterfall which symbolized an outpouring of graces that were released through power through the Divine Mercy Chaplet prayer. These graces were released through my mother's family bloodline as the souls had been released from purgatory, which then led to my mother's conversion at 65 years of age. The special grace of conversion and healing was granted through the power of the Divine Mercy prayer. Now, if you think about this story, it completely makes sense. Imagine if the nearest family person who has died, your father, your mother, or your grandparents, imagine what happens to your family the moment that they go from purgatory to heaven. Completely logical that a torrent of grace pours into them and through them into you or whoever it is that is alive. In these cases, mother or father or siblings, that all these people are receiving an incredible amount of grace in the same way that if there's some particular person that we had a great love for and then they die and they enter heaven like the saints, that graces flow through people. This is so powerful that I would suggest to you that it would be better for you to spend all of your efforts praying for the souls in purgatory from your family bloodline, the one nearest to you, than making efforts to convert your family members. Because in doing so, often we will push them away. As the scriptures say, a prophet is not accepted in his own household. But who does accept the words and prayers that we offer? The souls in purgatory from our family members. So in this sense, this is easier to do because you're not being rejected by them. They want the prayers. And it is beneficial both to you because you will be receiving graces and praying for your family members, but also your whole family can experience a conversion. If you want guidance on how to pray for your family members that are in purgatory, I suggest that you do the 1 billion souls devotion that is happening right now. It begins November 1st. And if you are watching this later, it doesn't matter. Start it. What is a 1 billion souls devotion? It was started several years ago. It is simply praying 2 St. Gertrude chaplets a day for the souls in purgatory. You could perhaps specifically offer it for the ones in your family so that you can experience conversion and graces in your family right now. My friends, I will see you in the next one.